Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
If you missed it yesterday, we were talking about Usher being the Super Bowl halftime performer and how people are like, eh. You know, there's kind of a, you say, can you sing an Usher song? And people are like, Usher, Usher. But they don't really know all that many of his songs.
I mean, listen, he's a popular artist. Will it be a good show? Yes. It feels like it's from 10, 15 years ago, even though I know he's been having a moment. He's back in Vegas, and I guess he's going to announce a tour or whatever. But it's not what you're looking for. The name that you go, yes!
Yeah. We had D, one of our coworkers, head out on the streets and ask people what's their favorite Super Bowl halftime show of all time.
I'd say The Weeknd.
The Weeknd?
Listen, I mean, he was good. Again, not one of my favorites there.
I didn't think it was great at all. I think the theatrics were good. I think the performance was fine. But, like, again, I don't know if that's somebody that brings excitement.
I think he's a guy who, you know, a lot of his songs, they're on the radio, right? But it's not the first person when you walk into a room, you're like, I got to hear the song from this. You're not super passionate about him.
It was Creed when I think they were doing it for the Dallas Cowboys. I don't know who they were playing in that Super Bowl, but just when they did the song Higher, that was like peak, like halftime Super Bowl moment.
Creed never played the Super Bowl.
I was going to say, I don't remember that one.
That's because they did not do it.
Maybe they played like an opening or like a championship game.
They did a Thanksgiving game.
Okay.
And that's all we really need of Creed, right?
They're actually going back out on the road this year, too. It's everybody's time.
It's between the Prince one and Janet.
Now, she is speaking my language. In the purple rain, purple
rain, purple rain. I think Prince was my all-time favorite.
You know, I guess I was young, because when I try to think back to what was my favorite show, for some reason, I don't have an answer.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, they were all fine. Lady Gaga did an incredible job.
Yeah, but again,
Katy Perry did an incredible job.
But the shows that they were doing before that, they were like for your dad. They were like the mm-hmm. Who. They were like the Stones. They were rock bands.
So they listed the top five Super Bowl shows of all time. Number five was U2 in 2002.
Okay.
I don't remember that. Okay.
you just forgot it.
Because I forgot it existed. Number four, Britney Spears,
Aerosmith,
NSYNC, Mary J. Blige, and Nelly. I do remember that one. That was a good one.
Yeah, that was great.
Number three, Beyonce. I remember Beyonce and me just standing up and twitching. Like, it was so exciting.
Didn't she do it one year and then a guest another year too?
Yeah,
because she was incredible both times.
Remember? So she had her own performance.
Yeah.
But then she was brought out as a surprise when Coldplay was doing it.
Oh, right.
And they also brought out, was it Bruno Mars?
And I was like, they took over.
Right, which was fine because Coldplay was terrible, I thought.
Yeah.
And when she came out and Bruno Mars came out, I was like, now we got a party going on.
Yeah,
although
Beyonce.
I don't know why they allow that to happen.
Iconic Beyonce, really.
Number two, Michael Jackson.
Okay.
I was too little for that one.
Makes sense. I mean, I remember it, but only vaguely.
And a majority of people agree with this last woman, like kind of we do, that Prince was probably one of the most recognizable Super Bowl performances of all time.
Where's Dre and Eminem and 50 and Mary J on that one, though?
That one was good.
Yeah, really, really good.
Super Bowl coming up on Sunday. Trying to get ready all your snacks. Joining us, three-time Emmy nominee Chef Plum. Plum, you know, everybody always goes and buys their wings, and they can get super expensive, but you've taught me before in the past, they're pretty easy to make at home and delicious.
Oh, my gosh, so many great different ways of doing wings at home. They come out amazing. But first of all, I want to give you credit, Anna. You said Super Bowl. You didn't say the big game. Like, everyone says the big game. You actually said Super Bowl. I'm so happy you did that.
Oh, don't worry. We're probably being sued for that right at this moment.
Yes.
So before we start handing out awards here, make sure that we've got your legal name and address. That way we can charge you.
Okay, listen. Chicken wings. Here's the key thing. Number one, don't buy something frozen. Buy something fresh from the grocery store. And of course, right now, the big game, you can get all kinds of fresh wings. So that's really important. So remember that. Buy them fresh. Okay? That's number one. You're taking notes?
Yep.
Okay. Number two, we want to season them nicely. Okay? Salt is your friend. pepper is your friend depending on how you're going to cook it. But one of the tricks you can do, if you take those wings and put them in a bowl, think of yourself like a barbecue pit master, one of these award-winning guys who do barbecue. They always put a binder on their protein before they put any kind of seasoning on it. Throw a little mustard on there, not a much, just a little bit, and toss the wings with it. It helps that seasoning stick on there as they cook. Or you could use mayonnaise, or you could use olive oil. Stick with something like that. You could use a little bit of butter if you want. You just want something to help hold that seasoning onto those wings. So we've got good fresh wings, coated with a little bit of a binder, like a mustard or a mayo or something, right?
I mean, she would know this if she had written it down, but okay.
You're going to write it down? Come on, Anna.
I'm writing it down.
I try to help. I try to teach you.
Her hand is not moving. It's not moving at all.
Is it moving now, Raven?
Okay, next. I have a feeling that might have been a little American Sign Language there. So the next is you got to decide the cooking process. In my world, the best way to do this is to deep fry them, but not everybody wants to deep fry them. So your next best option, put them in an air fryer. So air fryer, 350, 400 for about 20 minutes will usually do the trick. Now, if you don't have an air fryer, the next best thing would be to put them in your oven. But here's the trick. You want to put them in the oven, 400 degrees, about 20 minutes, flip them halfway through, take them out. They should be nice and brown at that point. What you want to do then is toss them with your sauce, whatever sauce you want. Frank's Red Hot makes a delicious wing sauce already made, but if you don't want it, you want to make your own, use a little hot sauce, a little bit of Worcestershire, a little bit of cumin, a little bit of salt, a little bit of pepper, a little bit of garlic. Key thing there, you want to add butter to the sauce because, again, we talked about binders earlier. That helps bind that wing sauce to the wing. So add a little melted butter to whatever sauce you're using. Take those wings, put them back on the cookie sheet, as you would call it, Anna, and put it on broil into your oven. That will help bake that sauce right onto it so it gets nice and crispy but keeps that sauce on there. I'm telling you, they're so easy to make at home. I love making chicken wings. There's no right or wrong with it. A teriyaki-style wing. You can do a salt, pepper, and vinegar wing, buffalo wings, and barbecue wings. I mean, I can just keep saying wings all day long like Forrest Gump if you want.
If you're using the air fryer and not the oven, do you do the same thing where you take it out with a few minutes left and put the sauce on? How do you do it there?
I'd pull them out about 2 minutes or so before it's over with, pull them out, toss them with whatever sauce you're going to do, and don't forget, add melted butter to that sauce, and then put them back into your air fryer. Now, the cool thing about a lot of air fryers is you can easily throw that basket into the dishwasher to clean it, so it makes life a lot easier.
Oh, I didn't know you could put the baskets of the air fryer in the dishwasher.
I never tried that.
Absolutely.
I've been washing it by hand. What am I doing? I thought I had to be
you're
all classy with this thing.
What cavemen
we are.
Keep
it simple, right?
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
And
I could have been throwing
that
whole thing
too.
I'm doing it tonight.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to make, but I'm making something as soon as I get home.
All right. If all that went by too fast, you could always head to our podcast page at annaandraven.com. And good luck with all your cooking tonight. Plum, who's going to win the game this weekend?
I'm going to go Niners. It's the Niners year, I think. 100%.
Woo!
And listen, you can always hit me up on Instagram at chef_plum. Ask me about chicken wings, and I'll do the entire thing all over again for you.
Live.
I love them so much.
Here's a great
live.
Prop bet
right.
for you. What's the over-under on Chef Plum when he wins that Emmy?
That's a sucker bet. Don't ever take that one. Let's go Niners.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 Everybody has their thing. The thing that drives them nuts. Even though you don't know anything about a person, they may post something online or may say something to you in passing, and you just kind of roll your eyes and you think to yourself, that's all I need to know about you. It's your chance to share them. 1-800-330-9999. Sarah.
Yes. When someone's rude, that's all I need to know about you. Because, like, I work in a grocery store and the deli, and people just come up, and when they start off their order, they're like, give me, sometimes people will be like, give me this, give me that. It's like, you learn manners in, like, kindergarten.
Right.
Give me a break. Like, they're half the time they're on their phone, and they want you to take their order, and they're still on their stupid phone. It's annoying. So I deal with it day by day, and it's just like it gets me annoyed. So that's all I need to know about you.
You can
just
tell.
Be
that.
Nice.
All right.
Be, have manners.
Okay. I'm on your side. I am. I can tell
awesome.
That you are mad right now. You're probably headed into work, and you just don't want to do it today.
I am headed to work. I am. I'm heading there right now.
Yeah. Listen, I love the deli area, and you know what? It is a place, it's probably the place in the grocery store, I would think, Anna, that is under the most scrutiny of any place that anything else in the grocery store, the market, because everybody there is waiting and looking at you for the delicious meats and cheeses.
Shout out to Westside Market.
Yo, you're at Westside? That's where I go for my meat.
It's probably Raven that's being mean.
I'll probably help you.
No, it's not me being mean.
Probably.
All right, Sarah, I'll look for you next time I'm there.
Okay.
Melinda, that's all I need to know about you.
Yeah, so if you're going to speed through a crosswalk when the light is flashing for a pedestrian that purposely hit the button, that's all I need to know about you.
In my neighborhood, that just means that the light is red, all right? They press the button, and it turns, and it says, hey, it's time for you to walk, then the light is red.
We actually have crosswalks with their own flashing light, so you hit the button, and it'll flash, flash. If somebody's in the crosswalk, you got to, there's no stop sign there. Yeah, it's like a flashing stop sign. They just speed right through instead of slowing down and letting somebody go. They speed up.
Yeah, it feels like a human version of Frogger. Yeah, no thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I'm with you. Seems like it wouldn't be fun.
That's all I need to know about most people in this town.
Thank you for the call. Have a great day and look both ways.
All right, you too. Thanks, Anna and Raven.
Cassidy, that's all I need to know about you.
If you just refuse to pay your property taxes and think your city will never catch on, that's all I need to know about you.
Who's that, Wesley Snipes?
is that a
He was one of them dudes that thought you didn't have to pay taxes to the government.
Yeah, don't bring Wesley into this. What he did to you?
Listen, he didn't do nothing to me. I would have loved that he paid his taxes. I could have went for a couple more of them Blade movies. That's a lie. I could have went for a sequel for New Jack City. But, Passenger 57, that would have been all right. But
I used to live in a city where they put up these giant poster boards outside of City Hall with a picture of the house, the address, and the amount of property taxes owed. And I just found it fascinating.
It's like a countdown to an auction almost, right?
And I would go and I would walk by. And then, of course, you have to stop and look because you're like, is there anybody I know?
right. Know? Who doesn't have a job?
Let me
take a look at this right now.
But it's one of those things where, you have to look. It was crazy. And I don't know if it was effective, but, man, it worked for me. I stopped and looked.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine you saw your house there and you're like, what? What is this?
Yeah, it feels like publicly being shamed.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Embarrassment is a powerful tool.
Mm-hmm.
Worked on Wesley.
Oh! They just released the top 5 list of foods that people eat at the Super Bowl. 4 out of 5 I can sign off on. 1, we should be embarrassed as Americans.
Time for war.
I don't know about war.
Okay.
But we should be upset.
Okay.
Maybe cry.
What's on this list here?
Number 1, pigs in a blanket.
Okay, that sounds like a winner to me.
Fine. Number 2.
Fine.
Bone-in wings.
Yes. Bone-in wings. Always bone-in wings.
Number 3, nachos. I love nachos.
Okay. I mean, so far, 3 for 3. We're feeling pretty good.
We're going to skip number 4 because it makes me sad inside.
I'm not a big nacho guy myself, but I know that they're required for everybody else, so that's okay.
Number 5, 6-foot subs. Yes, we need the biggest sandwiches possible.
You know, I ordered one that's a ring, plus I'm getting a tray full of cold cuts. There's 7 of us going to my party. It's going to be great. These all sound like winners. What's wrong with number 4?
Totino's pizza rolls.
Oh, no. Why? Why would that happen?
But I don't understand. We live in America.
Right.
One of the greatest places in the world for pizza.
We can get a pizza, a full-size pizza.
Why are you ordering Totino's pizza rolls? Why are you going to the grocery store, the freezer section when that... No.
Yeah.
We can't do that.
Yeah.
I mean, Totino's Pizza Rolls has its place, but it's like on a sad Wednesday when you get home from work and there's nothing else to eat in the fridge.
Yeah.
Not at the Super Bowl.
It does make me kind of sad here.
Oh.
What are we? It's because they are the size of a football.
I don't know.
Almost.
I have no idea. But the real reason why we have to discuss this is because we love food. And we wanted to ask you, what do you think are the most important foods at the Super Bowl? And Dee on the streets, she's out. Dee, one of our coworkers, and this is what she found.
Pizza, obviously, is the number 1. Wings, chips, that's a classic. Popcorn, and burgers.
I don't really eat popcorn.
Burgers sounds good on Super Bowl Sunday.
But you want to know what?
Yeah.
Listen to this.
Some sort of burger, some sort of nacho combination, mozzarella sticks.
2 people in a row said burgers. I have never had a burger on Super Bowl Sunday.
Neither have I. Plus, I mean, here's the thing. I don't want to be going out to light up my grill during the game anyways.
Right.
Who's gonna cook this burger?
One of the number 1 things they say is make sure everything is ready to be served before the game starts so you don't have to worry about running back and forth to the stove. And that made a lot of sense to me.
Right.
Cheeseburgers, some short ribs, mac and cheese with the little crumbly bits on top. Probably a coleslaw or Caesar salad.
Never had a Caesar salad, never had short ribs on Super Bowl Sunday.
I never had short ribs, but they sound good.
Yeah, but not on,
No, I need them on Super Bowl. I need them.
Okay.
Gravy fries and homemade guac.
Gravy fries.
Guac is a yes. Gravy fries. All right. I mean, they're just fries with something on top of it.
I like gravy. I love.
Yeah.
We call them disco fries in college, which is the cheese and the gravy, and they were delicious.
Wings. They have to be spicy. The spicier, the better. Got a little sweetness to them. Great. Let's see. You know, there's got to be like some chips and dip. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, love me some salsa. Yes. I made up this crazy combination. Cheese doodles with French onion dip. You have to try it. I know it sounds gross, but you have to try it.
That don't sound gross. That sounds delicious, actually.
Yeah, here's the thing. If I'm going over to your party and you've got a couple of experimentation dishes,
yes,
I'm cool with that,
mm-hmm,
as long as you've got the rest of the stuff that I need.
Let's see. You know, I like the little meatballs, you know. There's got to be some kind of a potato, french fries, potato skin, something like that.
I don't think I have meatballs on Super Bowl Sunday.
Once in a while, you meet somebody that's interesting when you're out there on the road. Yeah, she's like, you know, my buddy Steve brings the meatballs.
The Swedish meatballs or regular meatballs?
I don't know whether they're Swedish or whatever they are.
You would know because they're sweet.
Well, they're sweet. Yeah, the sweet ones, yeah.
Yeah, no. I'd rather have
They're not
meatballs.
Italian meatballs, no.
Oh, okay. Yeah! Usher! Who's playing the Super Bowl halftime show? Usher!
Yeah!
Been a lot of mixed emotions about Super Bowl halftime show and having it be Usher. Are you excited? Are you not excited? Are you like, eh? A lot of people, for the most part, are like, eh. Not because they don't think Usher is an incredible artist. Of course he is. It's just, is he going to be able to bring it to a worldwide stage in 12 minutes?
I have a confession. I'm like, oh my God, over this. Saying yeah inside. Can't wait.
Oh my. Are you going to make me sing now?
I was just working it in there. No, yeah. I'm not actually all that pumped up about it.
What if we asked a bunch of kids who they thought should be performing at the Super Bowl halftime show and their predictions for the big game, who they think was going to win? Up first, Jace.
I think the Chiefs are going to win because they have Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, and Mahomes is just really good.
I mean, he has a lot of good points there.
I mean, it's the thing. It's the thread. Everybody knows those two names at this point. Mm-hmm. Doesn't even matter if you know football. You know that Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce play for the Kansas City Chiefs.
And then Chase's dad asked him about the Super Bowl halftime show, who he wants to see perform.
Shawn Mendes.
Oh, yeah. You're a big Shawn Mendes fan, aren't you? Where's he from?
Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
When was he born?
1998.
Why do you know this?
I'm doing research on him.
Doing research.
He's been doing his research on Shawn Mendes.
I like Shawn Mendes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think Shawn. I would be all less excited for Shawn Mendes than I am for Usher. I'll say that.
At the moment, now.
Yeah.
If you brought him out with Camila Cabello while they were doing their thing.
Oh, maybe. That would have been interesting.
Yeah, see?
Okay. Drew. Who's Drew think going to win at the Super Bowl?
I think the Chiefs are going to win because I think it's been my team, and I think the players are going to do really well.
All right. It's been his team for the entire 8 years he's been alive.
These are the guys I like, which means they're the best.
Okay. And who does he think should be performing at halftime?
At halftime, I want to see Morgan Wallen come out.
Morgan Wallen. I'm into that.
Yeah, I know that last night we lit the
You know who else is into it? I'm guessing his mom. Right.
I could probably verify that that's true.
Yeah.
You know, but I have to say, we haven't had a great country halftime show. Is it ever? Like, I don't.
No, we have. It's just been a while.
It's been a long time. Not in, like that I can remember in my adult years.
Well, but you were probably less of a country fan then than you are now.
Put Carrie Underwood and Kelly Clarkson.
I think Carrie Underwood might have done one before.
Yeah. Did she have her own or is she a guest?
I think she did one
did
with
she?
Somebody. She might have been a guest.
Find out. Yeah.
I don't remember. But.
All right. What does Elias think about who's going to win?
I think that the Kansas City Chiefs are going to win. And it is because, I think it's because they have Patrick Mahomes, and he has won some Super Bowls before the 2024 Super Bowl.
You are right, Elias.
Yes, he has won some.
Yeah, he has won some. And who does he think should be playing the halftime show?
I would like to see the YouTuber CG5. He is only on YouTube, but he can be more popular if he goes on halftime, and he's a really good singer in my opinion.
So I was like, CG5? I'm like, who's that? We're learning so much.
He's
right?
Like, I'm gonna promote my favorite YouTuber right now.
Yep.
Text me high.
It's so funny how kids know this music that most people don't even know exists. I heard that. I'm like, oh, this isn't bad. This is kind of fun. It's catchy.
Incidentally, Carrie Underwood sang the national anthem at Super Bowl 52, but never did the halftime show at this point.
I would think an all-star country halftime would be awesome. Usher is going to be performing at the Super Bowl halftime show, and reactions are kind of mixed, right? But if you asked a whole bunch of children who they thought should be performing at the Super Bowl halftime show, what would they say? We had an open casting call, and we do this all the time. So if you don't follow us on Instagram or Facebook at Anna and Raven, join us, and we just have you parents record the kids and send it right to us.
My name's Declan, and I'm 7 years old. I think the Chiefs, because they have two really, really good players, Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce.
So far, all the kids are going with the Chiefs.
All right, Declan, you're just repeating the company line here. Come on, buddy.
Who does he think is going to who should play the Super Bowl halftime show?
Who would you like to see come out at halftime and perform?
AJR.
AJR? I mean, do they have enough hits to do a halftime show?
No. The answer is no.
No? No. All right.
Not for my demographic, I'm saying.
Okay.
I apologize to you, AJR.
49ers, because they have a bunch of good players like Nick Bosa, Fred Warner, Christian McCaffrey.
Now, there's somebody that's been paying attention.
Who do you think will be the star of the game?
Brock Purdy, because he's really good at reading the field.
That is William.
Yeah, William.
First person to say the 49ers. All right.
Well, thank you for keeping score, Anna Zapp.
Yeah, I'm okay. So far, it's like 5-0.
All that matters is when the game is actually played. But okay, thank you.
All right.
Who do you want to see perform and come out at halftime?
Eminem.
Well, it's funny he should say Eminem because Eminem performed when they did the All-Star Hip-Hop lineup. Remember this?
It was a great time. It was a great show.
You know, he's been in the news a lot lately because the Lions made it so far, and he's such a big fan, right?
Yeah.
So he was all over. And all of a sudden, lately, I've been listening to all his music again. And you want to know what? I agree with that. He could carry a halftime show without a problem.
Yeah, I mean, I think his newer stuff at this point is less well-received.
Right, yeah. But let me introduce you to Campbell.
Do a couple questions, okay?
Okay. I'm fine with questions. I love questions. I love math. I love science questions. I love every question.
Campbell loves questions, and she's ready to answer them.
I like Campbell.
Yeah.
She's all right, huh? She's here for it.
Yeah. Who's going to win this Super Bowl?
Chiefs, because last year they won, and also, also because they've played a lot, and
right.
I think they're gonna win.
Who do you think's going to be the star of the game?
Travis Kelce.
Why is that?
Because it's Taylor Swift's boyfriend.
Do you have a boyfriend?
No.
Ew. Our boy's ick.
You were the one who was asking me questions.
I mean, Dad. Why would you even ask? You know boys are it.
First, she was here for the questions. Now she's like, what's up with this interrogation? I think I'm going to need an attorney.
Oh.
I love Campbell.
But who does she think should be playing at halftime? Not Taylor Swift.
So who do you want to see perform during the halftime show?
My favorite is Hashik Sisters.
Oh, and what song do they sing?
Daddy Says No!
The Hashik Sisters, which I had to go to YouTube and figure it out.
Sure.
They're like a young sister band, and listen to their music.
I just wanna have a good time, cause my heart says yes. But my daddy says no.
Please, daddy, please, daddy, please. You know that I want one of these. Plus, all my friends got cars when they turned 16.
Good luck, Dad.
Yeah, I'm here for it. I'm here for the Hashik Sisters.
I want to follow up on Campbell.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Every week we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband.
Hello.
What is going on?
Oh my gosh, I'm getting ready to leave for a bachelorette in New York City.
Oh, that's a great, exciting night, huh?
Yeah, well, weekend.
Yes, that's going to be fantastic. What's the plan?
Mm-hmm. Dinner, the oldest Irish pub in the United States. We're going to a burlesque show. It's going to be cool.
That's great. That sounds like a lot of fun. Do you trust Raven at home with the Bobcat?
Yeah, I mean, he can handle, I call it a lion. He can handle the lion. I'm more concerned about the Super Bowl party that's happening at my house, and I won't be home until an hour before it starts.
Okay, so many things. One, if you missed it, Raven and Alicia have a giant bobcat, which people are arguing online on our Instagram that it might be a lynx. I don't know what a lynx is.
It's another savage cat of the forest land.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So there's that situation going on. And then there's this. So an hour before the Super Bowl, how many people are coming over?
Only 7.
Oh, that's not so bad.
I mean, it's a lot for someone who's never hosted a party by themselves ever before. So,
Raven, what's your plan to get ready for the Super Bowl party by yourself?
Follow instructions. Got a list here, things to work off of. Food, food, and more food. If I have a problem and I throw food at it, that usually pacifies me. With the group that's coming over for this game, hopefully it'll do the same for them. If it doesn't, I'm going to ignore them because it's the 49ers in the Super Bowl. But I'm going to give it my best. I do have to mix a dip, which is, you know, woo, I got to mix a dip. So there's that.
Do you know how to mix a dip?
Anna, it's the easiest dip. It's, you know, it's the sour cream and onion soup mix. I mean, you just mix them together and put it in the fridge.
True. It's true. Do you know where the whisk is in your house?
Oh, God.
Do you know where the bowls are?
I was just going to go with a spoon. Oh, man. All right. Yeah,
yeah, no. And to top it off, the dishwasher is broken. So, yeah.
Oh, that's a real thing? You woke up and it didn't fix itself last night?
Yeah, it's real. It's real. Everything has to be washed by hand.
Awesome. Well, I mean, I was joking about the dip. I'm ready. I'm going to set this thing up. The cold cuts. I've got a 49ers cake.
Wow.
This is going to be great. I'll have it all ready to go. I'm not worried about that. The dishwasher, on the other hand, is a bigger problem because now it just means the day after the Super Bowl is going to be a nightmare.
I mean, my bigger concern is the lynx/bobcat/lion that's living in your yard.
Yeah, don't let the warm temperatures fool you. Don't go roaming the land because you could get eaten at any time. It's a good reminder that you're not always the biggest thing out there, Anna.
Mm. None of this is my problem. I won't be here.
I know. Alicia's right. Like, can I leave now?
Unless I get eaten.
Yeah. So how's he been behaving as a husband otherwise?
He's been good. I mean, he wrote down the list, and he's supposed to handle all the stuff, so we'll see.
It's just a roll of a dice until then.
Yeah.
Yeah, very true.
I like the idea that you have to travel and be back there in time for the Super Bowl, like Taylor Swift has to travel and be back.
Yeah,
same thing.
It's the exact same thing, except she's flying in from Tokyo.
Yeah, and my big challenge of the day will be making this dip, not trying to catch touchdowns.
And I'm going to guess that you probably don't have a private jet, Alicia.
No, unfortunately, I do not.
Okay. I keep asking.
He hasn't bought me a jet yet. No, you get an F. You didn't buy me a jet.
So what kind of grade would you like to give Raven for the week?
I'm going to give him an A, Anna. He's done pretty good. We'll see what he gets next week after the, you know, state of the house when I return.
A lot of people aren't aware of this, but the NFL has different rules made up every single year. Small things about the games get changed.
Yeah, every single time. Plus, there's different rules, even, Anna, for the playoffs and the Super Bowl, believe it or not.
Right, but if you could make up the rules of the Super Bowl, what would they be? So we asked a couple adults, and here's what they said.
I'd probably add you're allowed to have a beer or two at halftime.
I mean, if you're a player?
As a player.
What? That doesn't seem like a good idea at all.
Takes the edge off if you have one before the game. Then it's pain relief during the game.
Oh.
If you have a significant other that is a celebrity, you should have a minimum of 5 seconds on screen time, and that's it. No more. Taylor Swift, stop it.
Hater. You're a hater. That's what you are.
Seriously, it's kind of embarrassing, right?
Like, what are you saying?
You know what I mean? The level of resistance to the whole thing. Like, just get over it. There's always going to be things you have to deal with. Looking at Taylor Swift is not the worst thing that could happen to you.
Taylor Swift, stop it. What is she doing? She's just standing there doing nothing.
She's just literally at the game as a spectator. Same as you, sir.
All right, so what we've realized is that adults don't know what they're talking about. So we decided to ask a whole bunch of kids instead what they think should be the new rules of the NFL. How about Jace?
Whoever wins gets to pick the next halftime show.
Oh, I like that.
That's actually interesting.
Right?
I do like that. It gives an advantage, right? Something to really strive for and play for. Besides being a champion and, you know, the bonuses and all that stuff and the rings with the diamonds, this also allows you to make sure that your favorite artist is there.
If the Chiefs win, who do you think they pick to be the Super Bowl halftime winner for next year?
Morgan Wallen.
Oh, I was going to say Taylor Swift. She's available, but she's never going to do it.
They know how much it costs. Mm-hmm. It's not going to happen.
All right. How about Campbell?
Kids can come on and eat cotton candy.
She just wants to eat cotton candy.
She sounds like she's already had some this morning.
Uh-huh.
Not for nothing.
No QB rushing.
No QB rushing. What does that mean?
It just means that there'd be no pressure whatsoever on the quarterback, so he could just sit back there and throw and fire away. Be a lot of high scoring, but it'd be boring to watch.
It's exciting when they get sacked.
Right. Yeah. Watching the quarterback run for his life is part of the fun.
The new rule that they should add is if one team is losing by a lot, they should give the losing team an automatic touchdown.
Just a free touchdown?
Yeah.
Why?
I feel like it would be a little bit unfair.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So then they don't lose by, like, a lot?
Yeah, like 100.
So they don't look so bad?
Yeah.
It's like the mercy rule, right?
No. The mercy rule means the game's over.
Oh.
Means that the team that is winning way in front, they still win.
Okay.
It sounds like the team that was winning would still win with this, but the score just wouldn't look so bad.
I mean, it's not so bad. You know, like when you watch the following day and you see the scores pop up, you're like, oh!
Oh, that was rough, right.
It makes them feel a little bit better.
Yeah, I guess.
No bad calls.
No bad calls. Isn't that the goal of every single game?
Good luck with that, man. Right. That ain't never going to happen.
How about Elias?
Before the teams go into their sideline on the halftime, they should have their fastest player on the team race the other team's fastest player on the team. And whoever wins that race gets ball first.
Yes!
You know what? I mean, so here's the thing. Kids love a race.
Yes!
But you know something? Adults love a race, too.
Yes.
If something was so simple as, I'm faster than you, I'm going to beat you this time. I mean, I think a lot of people would actually be interested. Maybe not in who gets the ball first, but something.
I just want races again.
Right.
You know, I just
like, let's take it to primal right here. You got a problem? You got a problem, Russia? Let's race.
I want to take that and send it to somebody in charge.
Right?
It's time for Mommy's Margarita Friday.
Come to Mama.
Anna and Raven.
Last night, I had to feed my daughter a piece of bread that was buttered the way she wanted it buttered, while I used my hand as a fan to put wind in her face.
My dog has only been eating his breakfast if my wife hand feeds it to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a trying week for everybody.
I mean, it's one of those weeks. What did you do this week to earn your margarita? It is Mommy's Margarita Friday. As always, doesn't matter if your mom or your dad or your kids are furry or have two legs and are driving you crazy and screaming at you. Go ahead and vent 1-800-330-9999. Maggie.
This margarita is in preparation for this month because my son, all of his friends' birthday parties are in February. Like, every kid has a party in February. So we are going to be at, like, a trampoline park or a fun zone or, like, an arcade, like, every single weekend. So I'm just going to do this in preparation. I deserve a margarita.
I'm with you. I could sign off on that. When you look at your schedule and it's, like, back-to-back all the kids' parties, you're like, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't forget a month like that the year later. You're like, oh, gosh, is that really coming up again?
Yes.
Here we go. Could you just get into an argument with some of your friends? Have less friends.
I was part of this mommy group when my older daughter was born. So all the kids were born in the month of March. And we all became and still are very close friends. So the month of March for us, there's like six birthday parties. Like, because
nonstop.
It was the same mommy group that we were all part of that same group.
Sounds expensive and tiring.
Yuritsa, what did you do this week to earn your margarita?
I paid off my credit card.
Oh, gosh, it's the best feeling in the whole world. I wouldn't know, but I remember there was a time where that happened, and it felt so good.
Mm. I usually do that every, you know, few months or whatever. Like, I pay it all down, and then I roll it right back up, but right now I'm at a high spot. I feel like I'm surfing on the top of a skyscraper.
Isn't it?
I do not like it.
Do you remember that feeling, though, like when you like, I got no debt.
Oh,
I have no
so
debt.
Great.
Yeah. So I hope you enjoy it. I hope it lasts for as long as you can possibly make it last.
Right.
I've been working on it for years, so this is a huge accomplishment.
And you enjoy that margarita. Well deserved.
Top shelf.
Thank you.
Heather, what did you do this week to earn your margarita?
I volunteered at my nephew's jogathon. Not even my own kid. Someone else did.
What was it? A dog-a-thon?
A jog-a-thon.
Oh, jog.
You know, they run laps and, like, raise money.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just boring.
Well, so boring.
I mean, it's a volunteer. You stand there, you check in the kids, you make sure they have water. I mean, it's not like
and
something
that's
you
that's why
do.
I earned a margarita.
You're right.
Yeah, it's boring.
You're right.
It's boring.
Yeah.
I used to do jump-a-thons where you jump rope.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. We would do that for hours and hours.
Were you bored?
I mean, I was jumping rope, so no, not really at the time, but even, you know, Yeah, I guess after a time I was too.
Did they have to jog around the field? I always think that's the worst one, is when they just have to jog around the track outside, because that gets boring. Like, great, you went seven times around, you know?
Yep, that's what it was.
Yeah.
It's better for me, though, if they're outside, because if they're inside, like, the gymnasium and I'm a volunteer, like, I got to, like, you know, say something motivational every time they go by, I'm going to get real tired of that real quick. The track outside, it's a little bit longer.
Why do I think it's better to volunteer at your, like, niece or nephew's school because you feel like you're helping out versus when it's your own kids and you're like, oh, I don't want to do it.
You'll get the judgment after all that. With your niece and nephew, you don't care.
And then you're a hero because your aunt and uncle showed up, you know? Will you enjoy that margarita?
Oh, I will.
Did you do any actual jogging?
No. Okay. No, I'm not a jogger.
Okay. Right. Super Bowl coming up on Sunday. And if you're anything like me, I mean, you know, like, the basics. Who's playing? Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift, and that's about it.
Yeah, that's really all you know, as a matter of fact.
Patrick Mahomes and his wife Brittany, I got that.
Yeah, that's only one side.
But what if you're hosting a party and you want to sound like you know what you're talking about? Ah, joining us is Neil Best. He's a columnist at Newsday. Neil, what things can I say to sound smart when I'm hosting people?
First of all, if you want to sound like a real football fan, speaking of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, you have to complain about how often CBS shows Taylor Swift.
Oh, I can't do that, Neil.
I feel like that angle's being overplayed anyways.
Well, another good thing you could throw out there to make it sound like you know what you're talking about, you know, Brock Purdy, the 49ers quarterback, he was Mr. Irrelevant. That's the name for the last pick in the draft, the last pick of the last round, which he was in 2022. You know, everybody knows who Patrick Mahomes is, but if you say Brock Purdy, you know, was Mr. Irrelevant, I think that would make you sound smart.
Okay.
The ultimate underdog, Anna. I know all these things, Neil, because I'm a genius, because I'm a 49ers fan.
Oh.
Well, the other thing to sound football-y, you know, is I think even a lot of casual fans know who Patrick Mahomes is. You can talk about how the Chiefs this year and really the last couple of years have been more about their defense than about Mahomes. I mean, he's still a great quarterback, but really the Chiefs' defense has been what's carried them through because they've had kind of a weird sort of somewhat mediocre season.
All right, so Mr. Irrelevant, Chiefs Mr. Irrelevant, defense.
Yeah. The Chiefs defense.
Uh-huh. And CBS.
You know, I know you don't want to trash CBS for showing, first of all, in the real world, they actually haven't been showing her all that much. It just seems that way. But if they are showing her a lot, it means that Travis Kelce's having a big game.
Basically, Neil, what you're saying is if people want to see Taylor Swift less, that would rely on the Chiefs having a bad game.
Yes, if you're a 49ers fan, you should definitely be rooting for less Taylor Swift because they do not tend to show her when she's looking depressed.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to see sad Taylor Swift. That makes me sad.
Right.
You could also talk, if you want to sound smart, about the Chiefs being kind of a mini dynasty here because, you know, one of the big questions here is can Patrick Mahomes catch up to Tom Brady in Super Bowls?
And no.
He's got a long way to go, but this would be another step in that direction.
All right, here we go, Neil. I'm sitting down. I got a bag of Doritos in one hand and a chicken wing in the other.
Yeah, you got to work them all into a conversation.
Exactly. So I'm sitting there and I'm trying to sound smart, and this is what I'm going to say. Look at Mr. Irrelevant out there making $850,000 this year, proving them all wrong by being the starter. That's crazy. But if I say, that's cray-cray, is it better?
No. Oh. Now you got to work in some of the other stuff, too. You're going to be like, I hope he can overcome that Kansas City defense.
Don't tell me how to do my job. And then you look on the other side, like Chiefs guy, Mahomes. You see what his wife Brittany's wearing? Then I could talk intelligently about that, but no one cares about that. It's like a mini dynasty happening out there. He's ever going to catch up to Brady? My answer, yes. I was
like, well, those are all good talking points.
And here's the thing, Neil. It's like people always think it's all about Patrick Mahomes. It's not. It's about the Chiefs' defense. That's what's really carrying us this year.
There you go. See,
they had a mediocre season. They're lucky to be where they are at this point.
Tell people to stop focusing on Mahomes and focus on their pass rush and how they're going to give Purdy all kinds of trouble because he is, after all, irrelevant.
Right. And essentially, let's just remember, if we all want to get drunk on the Super Bowl, every time CBS shows Taylor Swift, just take a drink.
That's what we'll do. Well, the 49ers fans will help you stay sober now.
All right. Neil Best from Newsday. Thanks so much for taking the time, Neil. We appreciate it.
One couple.
It makes me furious. I don't get it.
This is what she wants to do.
One problem.
My daughter wants to do a spa weekend for her 16th birthday.
And I'm being deprived of going there because I'm a guy?
You decide the outcome.
All right, Gabby, you got to be happy to hear that, right?
Yeah, I mean, we can have a family dinner when we get back in town.
It's Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us, they let us know what their disagreement is about, and then it's up for you to decide who's right. Jake and Harper. Harper, what's going on?
Okay. So the thing is, spring break is coming up. Most expensive time to go on vacation. It's really difficult to get flights, all this stuff. So I thought it'd be a good idea to have the kids just miss a week of school the week prior because everything's so much cheaper. It'd be so much easier to get everyone to Hawaii, which we've been trying to do for years. And I feel like this is our only opportunity to do it. My husband is not on my side.
You want to take the kids out of school a week before spring break, so it's not their actual school vacation time?
No, it's not.
Okay. And Jake, what's your side of this?
I understand it's going to be cheaper, and I'm usually, with my wife, being frugal with stuff. I'm all for saving, but I just find it a little bit raw to just take them out of class a week before they actually go on vacation, plus, you know, then the week of spring break, they're just going to be at the house the entire time, and I'm not for it. I'm not for it at all.
Honey, they're both good kids. They do well in school. I just don't see the problem.
I have a couple logistical questions. How old are the kids?
So we have one in fourth grade, and one is a sophomore in high school, so 9 and 15.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fourth grade and high. Okay. How much money are you saving on the trip to take them out of school?
Oh, it's going to be like $3,000, right?
It's a significant amount, especially given what we've spent on vacations in the past. This is a good deal.
Hmm. It is a good amount, but I find it wrong. I don't see the point in pulling them out a week early when they can still be in school, we can still be working, and then when spring break does come along and they're at home all day, you know, you're going to have to cut hours short. I'm going to have to cut hours short so we can be home at certain times of the day. I think we should just go on spring break.
I had a rule in my house where I would stop pulling them out of school when Hayden got to high school. And now she's in high school. So now I won't do it anymore. Because, you know, our vacation times are different, too. So I would take her out like a week before Christmas
break.
Right.
I mean, we have restrictions in what we're doing for work.
Yeah. But now I would never do that again. I feel like high school is too important. And the fact that you have a sophomore, to me, that's kind of a deal breaker. But I don't know. I know there's plenty of people that pull their kids out of school to save money and go different times. When you try to travel during those spring break periods, you're paying a lot of money to travel.
You're actually right. I don't think I would mind as much if it was just our fourth grader, but our, you know, high schooler has a lot of work to do still leading up to spring break. Yeah, our fourth grader, there's a lot of events going on at the school, like little things. They're not, like, super important, but, like, our high schoolers got work to do.
Honey, we've had this conversation before. They're both good kids. They both do well in school. I'm not worried about Taylor. Taylor does great in school. And the fact that you don't trust our child enough really concerns me, honestly.
Is it like 2,000?
No, that's not it.
I'm trying. To me, it's like, I don't know how much.
What? Where did you say you were going? You're going to Hawaii?
Hawaii.
There's four of you. That's four different sets of airfare. So, I mean, yeah, that adds up. You know, it's not just the money that you save to get there. It's the experience that you have when you are there. You know, there's less people.
You pull your kids out of school a week that is not a school-sanctioned holiday so you can save money on a vacation?
I'm thinking it's like $3,000. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Would you take your kids out of school a week before spring break so you could save money on your travel plans? It's exactly what's going on with Jake and Harper. Harper says we could save a ton of money on this trip to Hawaii if we go the week before. But Jake's very much against that. He said, we can't pull the kids out of school. They're 9 and 15.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's not so concerned about the younger one, but he says his daughter's a sophomore. She's got a lot of work to do right now before spring break. This is an important time getting ready for school. I don't know. I mean, Harper just says they're both great kids. They're both great students. We're going to be fine with this. You know, structure is important, right? Rules are important, and striving to be the best is important, but life is short also.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Larry, whose side are you on?
I'm on the wife's side. I had four children, didn't hesitate to take them out of school. And especially now, you don't even have to be in school in person. They could issue it online, and you could do it while you're on vacation.
Right. On the beach, right there in Lanikai. I love your thoughts.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Would you pull your kids out of school if it would save you a lot of money on your vacation? That's what they're trying to figure out. Jake and Harper, they want to take the week before spring break off to go to Hawaii because it's so much cheaper than going the actual week the kids are off. Problem is that Jake says, and they're 9 and 15, even our high school daughter, like, we can't take her out of school now. It's too important.
Listen, I love saving money. I think it's, you know, obviously it's the determining factor for some people whether or not you can go on vacation or not, right? I also love the idea of traveling when there's less hassle. Whenever I'm stuck in a moment on a day that is super, super busy and I force the issue to make sure that I took a trip or went to a place or whatever, I always regret it. I say to myself, why did I do this way? So I think, you know, take the kids out. If they're good students, which Harper says that they are, do it. Jake just says it's morally wrong.
And a lot of the teachers can't stand it, and they won't give work if you take off for, like, non-sick.
Do they really have that choice anymore?
Yeah,
I don't feel like they do.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Anne Marie, whose side are you on?
Well, you know, normally I would be on the husband's side because we never took our kids out of school, which was kind of foolish looking back after it all. But if they're going to go to Hawaii, that is a long flight, and they better be going more than a week. Because if they only go for 7 days, that half the time they're going to be on the plane. The college stuff really starts more when they're a junior. I definitely agree with her. And stay a little longer.
Yeah, the flights to Hawaii are definitely long, right? So if you can get better flights, that's an advantage. Thanks for the call. Have a great day.
Hey, Nancy, what do you think?
I'm on the wife's side. I always pulled my kids out. My kids are 6 years apart like theirs are. One graduated Boston University, one graduated Cornell. You're going to save the money? Go for it.
Good job. Good job, Mom.
If I can guarantee that my kids will get into schools like that, I'll just never send them to school.
Hey, Jacqueline, what do you think? Whose side are you on today?
So I'm a school psychologist. So typically I'd be on the father's side. However, in this instance, I do agree with the mother. I think that because it's the week before spring break and not after, I think that things in school tend to be toned down a little bit. And as long as their daughter or son is proactive in getting the work, I think it's totally fine. I think they should enjoy their family trip and save the money.
Interesting. The week before is a better week to send them than the week after.
Jacqueline, have you been to Hawaii before?
I have, actually.
Yeah, see, so she knows. Thought I heard that in her voice.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Harper, our audience agreed with you today. If you're going to save a significant amount of money, I mean, YOLO, I hate to even say it, but you're going to save cash. You're going to go when it's less busy. You're going to have great experience. And these are the memories your kids are going to make. And they'll be able to make it up in school.
It's money that can go into her college fund. Like, we can put that away. So I feel really good about that.
People always hide behind the kids when they know that the question, when they know that the verdict is in question. You know, Dad, you're going to have to deal with this. Jake, it's going to save you a bunch of money.
I hear you. And, you know, again, I'm all for penny pinching. I'm always the frugal one usually, but this one, I was a little worried about the kids, but I hear people. I get it. It's going to be less money. There's going to be less people on it. And, you know, I guess just a week out, it's not going to really affect the kids too much. So
it's one time. You're not doing it every year. It's one time. That's it.
So. Definitely not going to Hawaii every year. Yeah, I'll accept the verdict.
Harper, congratulations. Enjoy your vacation.
Thank you.
All right. If you have a problem too, send an email. couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Be Raven Cash jackpot is $300 thanks to Always Night Pads. Stop leaking overnight on your period. Always Night Pads are designed for a perfect night's sleep with 100% leak protection, so you can do your sleep thing. All right, Lindsay, you ready to play today?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, would you please leave the room?
You got it. Good luck.
All right.
Thank you.
I'm interested to see how you do today, Lindsay, with these questions, because I couldn't figure out if they were too easy or too hard. So let's find out.
You and me both.
All right. Raven can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. He'll come back in. Same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready?
Got it. Let's do it.
Number one, a prequel to A Quiet Place is coming out titled A Quiet Place Day One. It'll show the fall of humanity. A Quiet Place was directed by what The Office star?
John Krasinski.
Number two, Coca-Cola announced a new and permanent flavor called Coca-Cola Spiced, which will be raspberry-flavored cola. In 1993, what animal became Coca-Cola's official mascot, appearing in Super Bowl and Olympic commercials?
The polar bear.
Number three, Britney Spears deleted a photo of herself and Ben Affleck from her Instagram after claiming the two made out. Who is Ben Affleck married to now?
J-Lo.
Number four, Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition announced their newest rookie model, Brittany Mahomes. She has how many children with her Super Bowl-bound husband?
Two.
And number five, it's National Pizza Day, and on Super Bowl Sunday, there is a 35% spike in pizza takeout orders. In what 1982 cult classic movie does Jeff Spicoli order a regular crust pizza with double cheese and sausage to his class?
Fats Times at Ridgemont High.
Nice job. Now the question is, did I make them too easy for him?
No!
Well, here's the good news, Lindsay. You got all five right. So the next time we do Tied for 5 Week, you'll be the first one in line to play, okay?
Great.
All right, but let's see.
All right,
see.
Lindsay, five right, huh?
But you can walk away with 300 right now, too. Let's see.
Let's see.
Number one, a prequel to A Quiet Place is coming out, titled A Quiet Place Day One, and will show how the fall of humanity happened. A Quiet Place was directed by what The Office star?
John Krasinski.
Yes. Number two, Coca-Cola announced a new and permanent flavor called Coca-Cola Spiced. It's going to be raspberry-flavored soda.
Okay.
People like it. That's the consensus.
I guess.
It's coming out in a couple weeks. We'll try it ourselves.
You know what? Listen, if they're going to put it out there, I'm sure somebody will buy it.
In 1993, what animal became Coca-Cola's official mascot, appearing in Super Bowl and Olympic commercials?
Polar bear.
Yes. Number three, Britney Spears deleted a photo of herself and Ben Affleck from her Instagram after claiming the two made out. Who is Ben Affleck married to now?
J-Lo.
That's right. I saw when she posted that, and the first thing that came into my mind goes, I give us an hour and she deletes it. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. Number four, the Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition announced their newest rookie model, Brittany Mahomes. She has how many children with her Super Bowl-bound husband?
She got two, right?
Yes.
I got to tell you, that sizzle reel, wow. I've done a 180 on Brittany Mahomes. You know, okay. I did not like her. And now I'm kind of like, you know what?
Well, because she was a little bit obnoxious.
She was obnoxious.
Now she just seems like a nice mom and she's supporting her husband.
You know what? She was young and she's still a little rough and edgy, but I, you know what? I'm here for the tough girl.
Number five, she was a superstar in her own right. She was a superstar soccer player in college.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Number five, it's National Pizza Day, and on Super Bowl Sunday, there's a 35% spike in pizza takeout orders. What 1982 cult classic movie does Jeff Spicoli order a regular crust pizza with double cheese and sausage to his class?
Spicoli, that's Fast Times Ridgemont High.
Yes. I'm sorry, Lindsay, he tied you with five. We'll see you during the next Tied for 5 Week. You'll be our first player up.
I'll be waiting. Thank you. It's Lindsay, and I can't beat Raven.
Good game, though. Yeah, well done. $400 come Monday, Anna.
Big news! Wayfair's end-of-season sale is here. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair. Plus, amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals on home finds in every style. This is your last chance to score end-of-season savings, and it's happening now. Did we mention fast shipping on everything? Don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off now through September 2nd.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Wayfair's Labor Day clearance is here. Right now, score up to 70% off everything home, plus fast shipping on everything right to your door. Shop now through September 2nd at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.